WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's hitting us all harder than a notification buzz: how modern technology is impacting our mental health. Ever feel like you're glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds, only to feel more anxious and drained afterwards? You know that feeling when your social media feed feels less like inspiration and more like a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We can't just ditch technology entirely, it's become woven into the fabric of our lives. So how do we navigate this digital jungle without losing ourselves in the noise? That's what we're unpacking today. 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your peace of mind and build that unshakable calm confidence. First things first, awareness is everything. Seriously, become a tech detective. Pay attention to how different apps and platforms make you feel. Does Instagram leave you comparing yourself to others? Does doom scrolling Twitter send your anxiety through the roof? Once you know your triggers, you can start taking control. Think of it like knowing which foods give you that post-meal sluggishness you wouldn't eat them every day, right? Next up, set boundaries. It's time to reclaim your digital life. Schedule tech-free time each day. Maybe it's a morning walk without your phone, an hour before bed dedicated to reading, or a full day off the grid. These intentional breaks can work wonders for your mental well-being. Imagine it like this: you wouldn't run a marathon every day, right? Your mind needs those rest days too. Thirdly, curate your feeds consciously. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel inadequate. Fill your space with inspiring content, people who uplift you, and things that genuinely interest you. Remember, social media should be enriching, not exhausting. Imagine your feed as a garden. What kind of seeds do you want to plant? Fourth, engage in real-life connections. It's easy to get sucked into the virtual world, but nothing beats face-to-face interactions. Make an effort to connect with loved ones, join a club, or volunteer in your community. These genuine connections can ground you and remind you of what truly matters. Remember, human connection is the spice of life. Finally, practice mindfulness. When you do engage with technology, be present. Put down your phone when you're talking to someone, savor each moment, and avoid multitasking. Train your mind to focus on the here and now. Think of it like this: you wouldn't try to have a meaningful conversation while texting at the same time, right? All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to others who seem to have perfect lives, picture-perfect vacations, flawless meals, and endless praise for their achievements. Sound familiar? It's easy to get sucked into that vortex of comparison and feel inadequate. But remember our key takeaways. First, recognize that it's just a highlight reel. Everyone has struggles behind the scenes. Second, set boundaries by limiting your time on Instagram or on following accounts that trigger negative feelings. Third, focus on cultivating genuine connections in real life instead of seeking validation online. By practicing mindfulness and setting healthy boundaries, you can reclaim control over your mental well-being and avoid letting social media dictate your self-worth. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to navigate the challenges of modern technology on mental health. Remember, it's about finding balance, being aware, and taking intentional steps to protect your peace of mind. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And let me know in the comments what strategies you're already using to manage technology's impact on your mental health. I'm always here to learn and grow alongside you. Until next time, keep striving for that calm confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.